Father, I thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your mercies. Certainly, they endure forever. We thank you also that they are new unto us every morning. And we thank you for those who are here today, this morning, afternoon. Thank you for your goodness. We thank you for all of your children. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And Lord, we declare as always, the entrance of your word brings light and gives understanding to the simple. As we read through these promises, Lord, give us understanding. Let us be able to align and let with these promises and let them ignite faith in our hearts. For the word of God brings faith. Give you, Lord, praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So yesterday we did promises on guidance and God's leading. Today, I want to do promises, God's promises for your healing. That's what I want to do today. And there are many things that God can heal. Most of the times that we talk about healing, we're usually thinking of physical illness, and God heals that too. But not only physical illness, he can heal everything else. He can heal mental illness. He can heal areas in our lives that are not right. they need healing. Anything that God does for us, in terms of getting us out of under the oppression of the devil, is actually called healing. He can heal bitter waters. If the devil is the one that made something crooked and God makes it straight, that's also called healing. Why? Because in Acts chapter 10 and verse 38, it says how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So anytime that the devil brings any kind of oppression, he might be even oppressing you in your finances, might be oppressing you in anything else, God can bring healing. Because Jesus went about healing all that were oppressed of the devil. So these scriptures that we are going to bring cover all kinds of areas that can be healed. And don't forget physical wellness, especially that one, illnesses and so forth. Well, we know the Lord specializes especially in that one. So we're going to read through these promises and the way that God protects his children also, from some of these illnesses and sickness. I mean, many of us, sometimes we are even exposed to things that we could make us sick. I have a lot of our brethren that work in healthcare, exposed to all kinds of things, but the Lord just covers them. It's amazing. We thank God. I myself, by the grace of God, God covers me all the time. Here's a testimony right off the bat, before we even get into anything. The doctors have told me for many years since I came into this country, didn't know anything about it when I was in my own home country, but when you do all these, annual checkups, blood work, and etc. They tell you. They've told me for a long time that, my white blood count was diminished. And I see it myself in the blood results. And I said, well, what does it mean? I said, well, that means you are prone to catch illnesses and infections and different things. So be careful now. They told me. They said, well, we just keep an eye on it. And if it gets worse, we'll do this or that. I say, well, don't worry about it. But I guarantee you, year after year, despite all of that, isn't it to the glory of God? I don't catch anything, you know, even when I'm around sick people. You know, it's just God that covers you like that. You know, I can be around sick people all the time. I mean, I'm careful as best I can, but, you know, I don't catch anything. So I give God the praise and the glory. It doesn't matter whether your white blood cell count is low or something is low in your body. Well, God can fix all of that. So, glory to God. Let's read some of the things that God said, or scriptures say, about God and how he relates to his people in terms of delivering us from the oppression of the devil, or sicknesses and diseases. We'll start off here in the book of Exodus, and I'm going to just try to go chronologically throughout the scriptures. We start at Exodus. In the book of Exodus, chapter 11, we see in verse 7 what God said, how he protects his people. In this case, there were going to be multiple plagues and different things that God would put upon the children of, the Egyptians. You know, but the Lord said that he was going to make a difference. Praise God. So I love that. Now, let's read it. The book of Exodus 11 and verse 7. But against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move its tongue against man or beast, that ye may know how that the Lord doth put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. I love this scripture. And I know, you know, another testimony here with this scripture, the year that COVID broke out in the United States, 2020, you know, I didn't know anything about COVID the first day of the year. It was a few months later into the year that we found out about it. But as I was seeking the Lord for what message would I bring on the start of the year, which I always do, you know, say, hey, you know, I got to tell something to inspire the hearts of the people. You know, people love to hear some inspiring something at the beginning of the year. And well, the Lord said, this was in, you know, January 1, 2020. So, well, tell the people that the Lord does make a difference between them and the rest of the world, that various things were coming, you know, diseases and different things. I saw a lot of things God showed, but I didn't know what it meant. You know, some calendar that looked gloomy and another one that looked bright. And, and the Lord said it's going to make a difference between his people and the rest of the world. And that, trying times were ahead, great evils. Well, laid that out for the people, not knowing that COVID was just around the corner. Then about 3 months later or so, we started hearing about COVID. I said, oh my goodness. So we started to remind the people that the Lord already said he was going to make a difference and he was going to protect us and so forth. And he did. So we give God the praise for that. So this scripture, powerful. We've seen it firsthand, is what I'm trying to say. Not only is it here in the scriptures, we've seen it God's hand, firsthand from the Lord. He used it to encourage us and protected us throughout the COVID times. And for the most part, our church actually stayed open until one time the governor required that everybody be shut down for a few weeks. And just to be in compliance, we shut down for about 4 weeks. And out of that actually came our streaming services, which was a good thing, because one thing led to another, and we never wanted to be shut down. So because of that, we, you know, started to go to live streaming. And it has been, that live streaming has been a blessing. So God actually used that. But in any case, the Lord did promise that he would deliver and keep his people, separate us from everything else happening in the world. So there may be pandemics, there may be other things, but the Lord will protect his children. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Hallelujah. I think everybody knows this one and everybody loves this one. We quote it all the time. Exodus 15, you know, and 26. In fact, people have sung many songs out of this verse. Praise the Lord. He said that if thou wilt diligently hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I brought upon the Egyptians. So again, that see that separation. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. That's a beautiful promise. You can latch onto it. So anytime that your body catches some sickness or disease, it's not from the Lord. Never is. It's the devil. And the Lord will heal it. Praise the Lord. Exodus chapter 23, verse 25. Now, this one tells us that, you know, well, whereas the Lord said, I will keep this sickness away from you. Well, sometimes the sickness finds a way in somehow. But even if it finds its way in, guess what the Lord said? And ye shall serve, this is Exodus 23, and verse 25, and ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. So even if the sickness got in there somehow, we have a promise that God will keep it from us, but even if somehow it got in there, there is a promise that he would take away the sickness from the midst of us. Hallelujah. Now, also he says, there shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in thy land, and the number of thy days will I fulfill. Yeah, so these are powerful promises. So, well, nothing will cast their young, which means, well, I mean, you can look at it a number of ways. If you are pregnant, you will have the cause to give glory to God because you will not have a stillbirth. You will not bring forth for trouble. You will bring forth that baby, cast its young. It's not going to, pregnancy will not disappear. Miscarriages and so forth. And furthermore, if you're looking to be pregnant, he said, none will be barren. So all these promises are powerfully given to us from the scriptures. Again, Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Still on the subject of God making a separation and taking sickness from the midst of us. Deuteronomy 7 and verse 15 says, the Lord would take away all sickness from thee. Now, you know, however that sickness got there, well, the Lord would take it away. And it will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt upon thee. Deuteronomy 7:15. So there's a lot of promises in the scriptures around this topic, especially that we can claim. He said, well, I will not put them upon you, but I lay them upon them that hate you. We don't care about God doing that to anyone, but all we care about is that God will not put these things upon us. Praise the Lord. And those are promises for us to keep. Psalm 107. And verse 20, the Lord sent his word and he healed them. Now, we can use this promise at any time when we're in prayer. Claim it for yourself, knowing that the word of God brings healing. It's a way to interpret that. You can dispatch that word to anyone, whether they are physically present with you in the same room or someplace else. You can send that word. Send, you know, denotes or indicates, you know, some distance. You know, so even when they are at a distant location from you, you can still send the word of God by prayer. And you can receive the word of God from yourself, you know, for yourself, you know, saying, well, the Lord has already sent his word and he healed me. And you can use the word of God, these scriptures, to encourage yourself. Now, let's talk about other things that God can even heal. You know, like, you know, depression, any oppression of the mind, mental illness, brokenheartedness, etc. You know, the Lord can heal these things because they are in the scriptures. Psalm 147. Let's read verse 3. See what God says in how that the Lord promised to heal the brokenhearted. The brokenhearted. There are many things, depression, etc. You know, broken relationships, broken marriages, broken this, broken that, even broken families. I can, you know, fall under this scenario here. But God promised, you know, we see the word of God that he healed them all, heal all those situations. Sometimes you got to stay right at it and believe in God for it, but he can do it. Praise the Lord. He healed the broken in heart and he binded up their wounds. So that's what he does. He can, you know, yeah, a lot of people are wounded and hurt for many things, you know, life, disappointments, relationships, what have you. And even church hurt. I heard a lot of it, but you know, the Lord can heal all of that and restore your mind to wholeness and to things that are positive instead of dwelling on the hurt. Even as the scripture says in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8, it talks about, you know, how you can rechannel your thoughts. Don't let your thoughts get away from you. Get a hold of your thoughts. You choose what you know, want to dwell on. You want to dwell on all the disappointment? Well, that's your choice. You can also dwell on the good things. Hallelujah. Say, finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, and whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report. I mean, there's a lot of things here, you know, that you can dwell on. If there be any virtue in those things, there's any praise, there's any testimony, you know, then think on these things, you know, instead of thinking on these, some other things, you know. So it gives us, you know, instructions here on how you can channel your thoughts into things that are positive, you know, that you can dwell on instead of dwelling on all the disappointment. But nevertheless, where there is hurt and there is, you know, disappointment, God can heal those things, you know. Now, the book of Isaiah, popular scripture in Isaiah chapter 53. Let's read one or two verses here of how God, through Christ, what he did for us by the blood of Christ, and by the stripes and everything, the benefits that we get. And this scripture is packed with a lot of power, if you can believe it. You know, he said, for he was wounded for our transgressions. Isaiah 53 and verse 5. You know, in fact, if you read it from verse 4, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. So anytime you have griefs and sorrows, you can cast them upon the Lord. Because, you know, right here we see, I mean, Isaiah is prophesying here what the Lord will do. But, you know, it looks as if he's already done it. Upon our griefs, carried our sorrows, and so forth, you know, wounded for our transgressions. At the time that, you know, Isaiah was saying this, Christ had not gone to the cross, but he's writing it that like it will be. You know, his wounds are for the redemption of our transgressions that were under the law of the first covenant. His bruises are for our iniquities, were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace, you know, every one of those stripes that they laid upon him. We talk about the stripes for healing all the time, but we forget the beating. The stripes were the scars, but the beating themselves were for your peace. You know, so, you know, before even the stripes, the beating paid for your peace. So Christ already paid that we should have peace. When we do not have peace because of situations of life, anxiety, trouble, various things happening, storms of life, you know, things blowing up in your face and so on. Well, remember, Christ paid for your peace. Christ himself is our peace. So, you know, call the Prince of Peace. You know, we call upon him, claim these promises to heal those troublesome places of our lives. Hallelujah. And of course, by his stripes, we are healed. If we look up 1 Peter 2 and verse 24, Peter also looked back on this promise here and this revelation, and he declared it in the past tense. He said, well, you know, by whose stripes ye were healed. Well, so, you know, when you put it all together, we find out that God has actually already paid for our healing and guaranteed it because Christ did it. He said that he, you know, suffered for all. He did all these things. He himself bear our sins in his own body on the tree, you know, that we being dead now to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Praise the Lord. Now, let's read a few more promises on the anointing of God to heal various things. Isaiah chapter 61 verses 1 to 3. Various kinds of things that the Lord, by the Spirit of God, can heal. And you take whatever applies to your situation and believe. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. We just read that. You know, binds up the brokenhearted and he heals them of their wounds. To proclaim liberty to the captives. You know, oppression of the devil is a captivity. And the Lord could proclaim that liberty to you. And the opening of prison to them that are bound. You know, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and so on and so forth. Do even appoint unto them a mourning Zion. Give them beauty for ashes. Rather than putting ashes on your head, the Lord offers you the beauty of the Lord. Hallelujah. It is written in Psalm 90 how that the beauty of God shine upon us. You know, nobody should be putting ashes on their head. You're a child of God. Put ashes on your head. Let the beauty of the Lord shine upon you. That's what it says here. Let thy walk, Psalm 90 and verse 6. 16 and 17. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord, our God, be upon us. Not ashes, but the beauty. And establish thou, O Lord, the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands establish thou. Isn't that a beautiful prayer and promise? Well, the Lord will do it too. You know, the beauty of the Lord be upon you instead of ashes. You know, these are, you know, how God replaces the bad and the evil with the good and his blessedness. Praise the Lord. Now, he promises all these things and we should take advantage of them. Here's a wonderful prayer that Jeremiah prayed, affirming, knowing that the Lord can heal him when he prays. And we can pray the same prayer and believe it. Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 14 says, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. That's right. You know, God doesn't need to be managing our pain. You know, we have doctors and healthcare systems to do that. God's business is in healing. Hallelujah. Can heal those things. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. Beautiful, beautiful verse. It's straight to the point. You need healing? Well, turn to the Lord, and he'll heal you. Heal me, Lord, and I shall be healed. You know, it's a declaration of faith. You know, save me, Lord, from the hand of the enemy. Save me from the oppressing spirits. Save me from, you know, whatever situation I'm going on. The scourge of the tongue, the shame that people try to put on you for whatever reason. Save me, Lord, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. And I will praise the Lord for his wonderful deliverances in my life. You know, God promises to restore health to us even when, you know, whatever is broken, whatever is wounded. You know, Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 17, the Lord says, I will restore health unto you. Now, that restore means something was there before, but is now lost or taken away, or somehow it's no longer there. So you restore it, bring it back, or bring back your health. Glory to God. And I will heal thee of thy wounds, whatever wounds there are. And it can be physical. It can be emotional. It can be however which way. The Lord promises healing, restoration. He said, restore your health back unto you. I'll heal you of your wounds. Praise the Lord. In the book of Malachi, chapter 4, verse 2, powerful promise. You know, unto them that fear my name, saith the Lord, shall the Son of Righteousness arise over you with healing in his wings. You can see that sun rising. It's like it's got wings. You know, and it, you know, it just the rays are shining, and those rays bring healing. You know how the sun actually brings life to things? You know, you need sunshine for even plants and vegetation and so forth, you know, to grow or even thrive. You know, the Son of Righteousness will bring healing to you because you fear the name of the Lord. Now, if you are one that fears the name of the Lord, well, or you fear the Lord and you know, it's in your heart to do according as he leads, then you are a candidate for receiving this promise. For unto them that fear my name, you that fear my name, well, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. So we claim these promises because we fear the Lord. Well, let's go to some New Testament. I ran through some Old Testament scriptures there quickly. Let's go to some New Testament verses and see also how, you know, when Jesus came, how he was doing these things, demonstrating to us, like we said, it's a way of the kingdom. In the kingdom, people bring in their sick, and then we heal them. That's how it does. Not there just to, you know, be under the bondage of the devil forever. God's there to deliver us from the kingdom of darkness and bring us into the liberty of the kingdom of his dear son. It's a good thing. In the book of Matthew chapter 8, verses 16 and 17. I mean, this is mass healing that Jesus even did here. He healed people individually, and he healed all people they bring to him, whether one by one or in a group, didn't matter. He healed them all, you know, in order to fulfill the scriptures of Isaiah that he, you know, by his stripes were healed and he bear our sicknesses and so on. So in Matthew chapter 8, you know, we read that, they brought unto him in the evening, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. This is Matthew 8 and 16. And he cast out these spirits with his word. Huh? And he healed all that were sick. Now, there was never any sick that were brought to Jesus that were not healed. Now, he didn't heal all the sick that were in the land, but the ones that came to him, he healed them all. Everybody that came to him, healed them all. That he might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah as the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Is that beautiful? Healed them all. Same thing in Luke chapter 4 and verse 40. They brought unto him many kinds of, people that had different kinds of illnesses and oppressions of the devil. It didn't matter. He healed them all. When the sun was setting, all they that had the sick, they brought their families that were sick, sick of diverse diseases. They brought them unto him. He laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. Praise the Lord. And even the devils also came out of many crying out, saying, well, thou art the Christ, you know. The Bible says every knee, every tongue, devil or otherwise, will confess that Jesus is the Christ. And even the devils, when they come out, they confessed it. They knew it. And the Lord healed them all. Yeah. And if he's done it before, he can do it again. Jesus, remember, when he went to the synagogue and picked up the book of Isaiah, he went straight to the place where it was written of him. This was the announcing of his mission after his, you know, temptation in the wilderness and all that. You know, there are many things he could have read, but, you know, he wanted to announce his mission here and found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, that we just read in Isaiah 61, and he read it. And he announced his mission and said, well, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. And your eyes too. He gave the book back to the minister and sat down and began to tell them many things. You know, and this was, you know, Jesus knew within himself the things that were prophesied concerning him and how that he must fulfill these things. And he did. Now, sometimes people wonder, is it God's will for me to be healed? You know, sometimes we say, well, you know, let the will of God be done. You know, when we were going through sickness and maybe we prayed for a while or maybe a long while and the thing is just not getting better or whatever. And we often wonder, say, well, maybe it's not God's will. Maybe it's your cross to bear and this and that. And, you know, people say all kinds of things, you know, but let me assure you, according to the scriptures, it is and always is. Always has been and always will be God's will to heal us. You know, sometimes the situation may be long drawn out, but it still is will. In the book of Matthew, chapter 8, there was somebody that came to Christ. The first three verses, we see that, you know, he came to Christ and he was wondering whether it was, you know, Jesus' will to heal him. Let's read it. Matthew 8:1-3. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, which means if it be your will, thou canst make me whole or make me clean. Now, that's the kind of prayer. If it be thy will, maybe, Lord, you can heal me. You know, sometimes people don't know. The Lord heals me, fine. If the Lord doesn't heal me, well, that's okay, too. Or no, that's not okay. You know, that's the devil's confusion that, you know, maybe it's not God's will to heal you. It is God's will to heal you. This is the reason why Jesus took all those beatings and all, you know, and everything. It's God's will. And Jesus said to the man, you know, I will be thou clean. That's an example of, you know, going to the Lord and say, well, I don't know, maybe if it's your will, I know you can heal me. I mean, this man knew it, but he wasn't sure. He knew Jesus could do it, but he wasn't sure if Jesus would want to do it. You know, so that's the thing. You know, I mean, I assure you folks, the Lord wants to do it. Not only can he do it, but he also wants to do it. It is his will. You know, I wish above all things, 3 John verse 2, that you prosper and be in health. Even as your soul prospers. The Lord wants us to be in health. And he wants to heal us. You know, I would take sickness away from the midst of thee. And immediately, this man's leprosy was cleansed. So that gives us an idea whenever we're thinking, well, should it be God's will to heal me or not? You know, well, it's always God's will to heal you. We've read already Acts chapter 10 and verse 38, and let me read it to you again. You know, healing the oppression of the devil is an act that Jesus did when he went throughout the days of his ministry. And he can do the same today. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8 tells us, Jesus Christ is still the same today. God anointed him one time when he came physically and with the Holy Ghost and with power. And he went about healing all that were oppressed of the devil because God was with him. Well, Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. So I can make an argument that the anointing that was placed upon Christ to heal the sick when he was here physically is still upon him to heal the sick, even though he's only now here spiritually, not physically here with us, but the same anointing. Because he said he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know, so let's believe that. There is also a way that God wants us to get healing in the church. There's some things, you know, there's a way that God gives us help. You know, community brings encouragement. And so the Lord said, look, when you have elders in the church, you can get encouragement through them when you are in need of healing, call for the elders of the church. James chapter 5, verses 14 to 15. He said, well, this is God's prescription, you know, for when we are sick. You got to do it God's way first. I mean, I'm not telling anybody not to take, you know, medical prescription, you know. As a disclaimer, let me tell you this right now, so somebody doesn't think I'm preaching against that. I don't. I have used medical prescriptions in my life when needed. Well, thank God I'm not, you know, on any prescription. I haven't been for many years, but once in a while, here and there, something comes up and, you know, I seek help. And they give me something that can help me. But, you know, and then it's, the situation is done. I put that thing away and I move on. So we're not knocking that or saying that people shouldn't do that. However, God gave us also instructions. So when, if anybody is sick, let them call for the elders of the church. If you can do that, if you're in a community and you have elders in your church, you know, then the Bible says, well, let them lay hands on this person, pray over him in the name of the Lord, anointing him with oil and so forth. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. And God will even forgive if he has committed anything. So, let's take advantage of these commandments of the Lord and the instructions as well. If you are sick, call for the elders of the church. Now, if you do that, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't, you know, take medical assistance, but make sure you do what God said. Praise the Lord. Now, the one thing that God is not happy about, we saw at least one example in the scriptures where someone was seriously sick, but rather than seeking to the Lord at all, they only sought to the physicians. God didn't like it. There's a story in the life of King Asa of Judah. One time he had this thing they call, today, they call it Graves' disease, is what they would have called it back then. It was exceedingly great disease, we're told, in his feet. But let's read his story. This is a story to tell us that, look, nothing wrong with the physicians as long as you, you know, call upon the Lord as well. But if you don't, and you're only trusting in the arm of flesh, well, maybe they'll help you, but they can't really heal you like the Lord would. And God is not all happy about that. Second Chronicles chapter 16, there's a story about Asa, you know, when he was grievously sick on his feet. But the scripture says, in his sickness, he sought not unto the Lord. You know, but he only was looking for help from the physicians. Well, you know, that's not a good thing, as we see here in this story. Let me just read this verse to you. 2 Chronicles 16 and 12. And Asa, in the 39th year of his reign, was diseased in his feet until his disease was exceeding great. That's why I call it Graves' disease. You know, that's the kind of thing that can eat away your feet to the point that they have to amputate it these days. Yet, see, with all of that, he should have known where his help would come from. Yet he sought not unto the Lord, but to the physicians only. The Lord wasn't happy with him. And they couldn't actually help him. He died of that disease. You know, so, I mean, especially when situation is really bad or gotten so bad, you got to trust the Lord. You should trust the Lord from the beginning as well. And you use wisdom, you to balance things. You know, people have, you know, tried to use, you know, daring faith. I've seen it and I love it when I see it, you know, but sometimes it's lacking wisdom. You know, there have been situations that I have known actually close to home, you know, where, you know, someone was grievously sick and they had opportunity to get help medically, and they didn't. So I'm going to use my faith, which is great. You know, if they could use their faith, that'd be great, but you can use your faith even with the medical assistance. You can use both. But they didn't. And they said, well, I'm going to use my faith. I'm going to believe God. I said, well, that's great. You know, so we continue to believe God. Yeah, they're going to use their faith. Go to the doctors. Let them help you. They would not. This and this and this. Year, 1 year passes, another and so forth. Finally, this thing, you know, that it was a cancerous situation that was developing. True story. And after the thing got so bad that, you know, they were almost losing their life, then they went to the hospital And at that time, it was too late. I said, well, what are you going to the hospital for now? You know, you should have gone years ago and they would have helped you. Yeah, they can give you, I mean, these people are blessed of the Lord. Doctors, you know, medical science. God gave them the knowledge, whether they acknowledge it or not. They can help you. You know, they can give you knowledge, things to do to improve the situation. They can do that. And we allow them for that. You know, ultimately healing comes from God. I mean, God can heal you spontaneously and instantaneously without all of that. But God can use that too. But if we don't use wisdom, we are obstinate and, you know, I mean, it cannot be instructed, it cannot be corrected, it cannot be advised. Well, your faith better work. If your faith works, that's great. But if it doesn't, you better seek medical help. But you can use both. I mean, one is not contrary to the other. What's contrary is lack of wisdom. You know, so you can use both. Praise the Lord. So the medical things, you know, the only thing is don't put all your dependency upon those things. They can help you because God's the one that gave them the wisdom to help us, you know. And sometimes, you know, some people like only, you know, natural remedies. Well, that's good too. I mean, do whatever it takes to get your health in shape and to be well and to stay well, you know. When you are sick, God will heal you. When you're well, you know, through wisdom, you can stay well, and we all have responsibilities for that. You know, so, but these that we have shared today are some promises of when you are actually not well, how that God can heal and help us. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm going to leave today's lesson there and just round up with a summary of God's promises for your healing. Many promises throughout the Bible, as we have read. I scanned quickly through Old and New Testament. And there are many times, you know, that even up to raising the dead, there's a lot of things that work together in raising the dead. You know, when the gifts of the Spirit, gifts of healing, walking of miracles, you know, walk together in the gift of faith to raise the dead. And you'll notice that even among the spiritual gifts that Paul describes in 1 Corinthians 12, when it comes to healing, he used the word gifts, plural, you know, so, because there's all kinds of diverse diseases. And so God poured out these gifts to heal them all. And God can do it too. And we need to know that the power of God, you know, be present to heal many times. There's a story in Luke chapter 5, and Jesus was in the house. We were told that as he was ministering, the power of the Lord was present to heal. And I personally believe this. When I'm ministering under the anointing of the Lord, I believe that the power of the Lord is present to heal. Let's read Luke chapter 5, verse 17. And it came to pass on a certain day, as Jesus was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Praise God. Upon that will be my closing scripture. I'm going to use this verse to pray for your healing. Because the Bible says that when Jesus was teaching, as I'm doing here today, that the power of the Lord was present. And so, I also believe, you know, as I'm teaching the word of God here today, well, the power of the Lord is also present to heal you. And you can lay hold on any and all of these promises that we share today. But right now I'm going to pray for everyone that needs healing of one kind or the other. Maybe something little, maybe something big, it may even be something chronic. It may be physical, It may be mental, it may be, you know, other areas of life, any kind of oppression, crooked things, and so forth that we've described today. Bitter waters, even. We've seen a place in the scripture where God healed bitter waters. I mean, so all kinds of healing. I'm going to pray that God will bestow that for you today. Now, this is price. There's a price that Jesus already paid for this. So we got to come and get it. Praise the Lord. The kingdom of God, Jesus said, is suffering violence. The violent are taking it by force, you know. The devil is not going to give it to you, you know, but you got to take it away, you know, from him, you know. Take what is yours. Praise him, you know, blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, I pray for your children that have listened in today and are still listening in right now, and those that may listen in later on. We thank you, Lord, because children deserve healing. Say healing. Say children's prayer. I cannot take that which belongs to children, you said. Healing. That's it to dogs. So we know, Lord, this is something that you want us to have. And I pray, even as it is written, that as Jesus was teaching, that the power of the Lord was present to heal. I pray, Lord, as I've been teaching this morning as well, that the power of the Lord is present here to heal. And I say in the name of the Lord Jesus, let the Son of Righteousness arise over everyone that feareth the name of the Lord in this place. Now, the things that need healing in your life, physical illnesses, mental depression, situations that the devil has put his hand into and corrupted the glory of God, you know, and things that God, your peace, the devil has stolen, storms of life, all these things that bring affliction, they can be healed by the Lord. Hallelujah. Bitter waters can be healed. Situations that have gone sour, God can bring them back and heal them. Glory to God. I thank you, Lord. Now, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ for healing, the healing virtue from the Lord over everyone that's in this room. Hallelujah. And maybe sickness in the midst of you. As a congregation, God said, I will remove sickness in the midst of you. Well, as a person, you can take that literally speaking also. Inside of you, there may be sickness. Hebrews 4 and 12 says the power that's in the word of God can go between bones and marrows. Hallelujah. And even you, if you need new blood created, new blood cells, well, we've been told by science that bones, marrows, all these places, you know, a factory for the blood. And we can call the word of God, go in there, create new cells. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I pray healing into our bodies. In fact, I declare it in Jesus' name. Because the man said, is it, if it is your will, you can heal me. And Jesus, of course it is. You know, be thou made clean. Ha. Thank you, Lord. Because we know it is your will that we be healed. He said, well, did not the master plant good seed? You know, he made everything beautiful in his time. How come all these sicknesses and all this pain and all this trouble? Well, the enemy has done this. So we come against the work of the enemy in your life, life of your loved ones. We pray and release the grace of God for healing and deliverances. Say, thou, O Lord, command deliverances for Zion. Ah. Lord, I command deliverances for your people today in the name of Jesus. We take these promises. We believe God. And even especially for physical wellness, areas of illness, doctors' reports that show illness and so forth, and situation, disease in the body and so on. Come against those things by the word of God. The Bible says the word of God shall be held to thy navel. Take in this word, bring health inside of you. Thank you, Jesus. And I will take away sickness from the midst of you. Lord, we thank you. Now unto everyone that feareth the name of the Lord in the house today or by listening later on, Let the Son of Righteousness arise over them with healing, even in his wings. And let it be said that we are the ones, you know, unto whom this pertaineth. But we are the children of promise, and healing is the bread for the children. We thank you, Lord. Even bitter waters are healed. Mental situations are healed. Physical illnesses are healed. The places where the devil has put hand into your finances and your situations, they are also healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, every day we must declare, you know, this healing for ourselves. And we must stand upon the word of God and not be shaken, and know that God is able to do what he has promised. We give you, Lord, the praise, and give you, Lord, the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.